This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. On Monday night, a Eureka man suffered fatal injuries after he was thrown from his motorcycle in a traffic collision on Broadway. The 39-year-old victim was headed south on Broadway near Sunset Road when, for unknown reasons, collided into a Honda that was headed north on Broadway. The victim was thrown from his motorcycle and the bike additionally collided into a parked vehicle. The victim was then transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the collision, and DUI has been ruled out as a factor. The victim identification is being withheld. Law enforcement were back out on scene on Highway 96 near Hoopa near mile marker 18, where a vehicle crashed into the Trinity River yesterday afternoon. A report came in that a vehicle was 3 feet underwater and that there was a bad smell and buzzards flying around the area, and it's believed the vehicle went down the embankment, careening into the river. No further details have been released other than the fact that law enforcement were back out on scene today investigating the crash site, and the steep nature of the embankment has hindered vehicle recovery efforts. Today, the Eureka Police Department awarded grant funding to two organizations that focus on reducing drug addiction among the youth. The City of Eureka Community Access Project, also known as the CAPE program, is set to receive $15,000 in grant funding, while the Redwood Creek Camp has been awarded $10,000. The grant funding came from money that was seized through the Asset Seizure Program, and with it, it will help the Redwood Creek Camp and its week-long summer program for at-risk youth. The CAPE program will use the funding to develop an anti-drug campaign partnering with local at-risk youth to produce 6 different PSAs. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Animal Control Unit was called out to the McKinleyville Fieldbrook area after a report came in of a pit bull mixed who suffered a gunshot wound to the neck yesterday morning. The male dog was found near Old Railroad Grade Road, and local vets were able to remove most of the fragmented bullet from the dog. The sheriff's office reports that the dog is doing well and is recovering, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. At least 2 air ambulance units were called to the scene of a traffic collision on Highway 101 north of Leggett that involved an RV truck and a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy patrol car this morning. Details regarding the events that led up to the crash between the patrol car and the RV remain unknown, and Highway 101 was closed down near the crash site. At least 8 people have been reported to be involved in the collision, and up to 4 have been injured, with 2 suffering serious injuries. The deputy involved suffered minor injuries. The Fortuna Police Department is seeking anyone that is interested in becoming a full-time dispatcher. The position is a lateral transfer position, and residents who are interested in applying have until 4 p.m. this Friday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Matt Brady, the director of the Willits Bypass Project, responded to a news report yesterday that the Willits Bypass Project cost nearly 50% more than what Caltrans had originally reported at the grand opening ceremony last year. Brady said the following quote, "Caltrans did mistakenly report $300 million as the total cost of the project as part of our opening day ceremony. However, as indicated previously, it only included construction cost, mitigation, etc., which was not the total cost, and this was an oversight on our part. The total cost came to about $459 million, and according to the statement from Caltrans, that extra $159 million was taken up with internal staff costs, including the hiring of consultants, along with environmental issues. Officials said that the discrepancy came because they only reported the cost of the contractors hired to do the work and not the work done by Caltrans employees and consultants. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is continuing the investigation into a boating collision on Lake Mendocino on Saturday that claimed the life of one person and caused injuries to others involved. 2 boats, one of which had 7 people on board while the other had 3, collided as one of the boats was leaving the north boat ramp, and the collision claimed the life of 26-year-old Ukiah resident Miguel Corona, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. 4 others sustained injuries ranging from minor to moderate, and the sheriff's office is investigating whether or not alcohol played a role. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.